Tefillah for Life, Shir 255, Sunday, Parshas Chukas. We are discussing the Tefillah of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana that we say in Karbanos. We also say it before Lechadeidi on Leil Shabbos. And we are on the fourth line of the Tefillah. And we explain that this Tefillah is a Tefillah for Klal Yisrael in general, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should send us, should protect us, should send us what we need. And we say like this, Baruchim Tahareim Rachameim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bench Klal Yisrael, to purify them, and to have Rachmanus on them, to give them Rachmanus. Tzidkascha Tamid Gomleim. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, always give them tzedakah. Always give them, even if they don't deserve it, even if they don't earn it. Chasin Kaddish, the powerful one, Kaddish, the holy one, the one that has Kedusha, Beroiv Tuvcha, in your great goodness, Nahel Adasecha, guide your Ada, guide your nation. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam sometimes will send us messages to know what we are supposed to do. And that's what we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Send us messages, guide us what you want us to do. Yachid Geya, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam who's a Yachid, he's unique. Geya, he is the high one, he is exalted, he is above it all. La'amcha Penei, turn to your nation, Zaychre Kedusha Secha, those that mention your Kedusha. And when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam turns to us, we don't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pay attention to us. Hashem pays attention to every single thing that goes on in this world. We are referring to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as if He's engaged with us, that's La'amcha Penei. The Rabbeinu Shalom turns His attention, so to speak. He demonstrates that He's taking care of us. He demonstrates that He's involved in our lives. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn to the Zeichrei Kedusha Secha, to the ones that mention His Kedusha, which is Klal Yisrael. Shavaseinu Kabel, accept our tefillos, Ushma Tzaakaseinu, and listen to our cries, Yodea Ta'alumos. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam who knows all hidden secrets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows when you stand in front of Him in tefillah. Are you really having kavana? Are you really tuned in? And sometimes the Rabbeinu Shel Olam knows what we don't know. Even though sometimes we come to tefillah and we don't feel connected. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam knows that deep down we have a ratzin to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also called Yodea Ta'alumos. Even if we don't daven properly, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you know what's going on deep in our neshama. You know that we want to connect with you properly. You know that we want to daven properly. And therefore we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept our tefillas. And then we end off with Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusoi L'Olam Vaed. We give the name of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam a bracha. And the reason is, like we mentioned before, because this tefillah is based on the shame of Membeis. It has 42 letters in this tefillah. In the beginning of every word in the tefillah, there are 42 letters altogether, which spell out one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when we finish the tefillah, we end off with Baruch Shem, because we just said the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.